Welcome to Monologues by Hassie, where I'm going to be dropping unsolicited brain dumps from the depths of my grey matter. I'll talk about life, money, society, and self-development, plus whatever else lies up there, whilst hopefully not getting cancelled in the process. It's been over 3.5 years since I had my last intentional drink of alcohol. And I think since I've come through, I guess, such a prolonged period of not drinking, and basically as soon as I turned 18, from 18 to 25, I was a big drinker. Not that it was regular, but when I did go out to parties, I used it to turn off parts of my brain and definitely took alcohol to an excess. So for me personally, not having had a drink for the last 3.5 years is a massive achievement, and I look forward to hitting the 4-year mark this year in September. So I always get asked, what's the reason that you stopped drinking? So I'm not somebody who comes from a cultural background where we're necessarily against alcohol. So if you look at people who might be of the Muslim faith, then it is in their scriptures to not drink. And it's quite a common trait. And in fact, in those situations, it's more of a question when somebody does drink and that's part of their lifestyle. But for me, I didn't come from that. So even within my community, being Sri Lankan, when I stopped drinking, it was a big shock to people around me, both my age and then also people older than me. So kind of parents, uncles, aunties, they were like, wow, wait, you stopped drinking? That, you know, that doesn't sound right. It's almost like the fact that you don't drink is dangerous to part of the culture. But nevertheless, the long version is, and this is kind of the version that I tell everybody, and it is true, but it's also a coincidence, and I'll get to that in the shorter version. The long version is, I went to a Mexican temple in Los Angeles and I made a few offerings to the angel of death. And in doing so, the bargain I made was that I was going to stop drinking until I achieved the things that the angel promised me. Otherwise, you know, bad things would happen. And that is very true, because as soon as I came back from Los Angeles, you know, my last intentional drink of alcohol I had was, I can't remember what type of beer it was, but it was a can of beer from, you know, LA to Sydney in the middle of the ocean, well, above the ocean. And that was my last drink, you know, on Delta Airlines, like whatever beer they provide in economy class. And since then, I have avoided, abstained from drinking alcohol. Now, the short version of this story is much simpler and will probably make a lot more sense to those of you listening. But for anyone who's heard some of my previous episodes, especially where I talk about experiencing depression and, I guess, poor states of mental health, the big reason that I personally abstained from alcohol is I was at a point in my life where so many things just weren't going right and I wasn't feeling very positive. And as a result of that, I made the decision that, you know, I had got so many disadvantages in my life. Why am I choosing to add something which is going to cloud my mind and, you know, only temporarily numb the pain or numb any issues that I'm facing? And I think that was quite controversial as well, because when I told my parents this, they were like, you know, well, what disadvantages do you have in your life that you need to stop drinking? It was something that definitely was a confrontational statement to make to people around me. And that's also why I have the long version of the story, and which just merely happens to be a fun coincidence. It was a fun thing I did with a group of people who I was staying at a hostel in Los Angeles. And, you know, we went to this Mexican temple and there were some very strange coincidences which happened to the group of us after lighting a few candles and making an offering to the angel of death. But the real reason for me is I just did not want to add another disadvantage when I was in probably the biggest mental rut that I have experienced so far. And it's that kind of sense of being lost when you know, I'd finished my formal education and life wasn't kind of where I expected it to be, right? There was this expectation and the reality was very different. And the difference between that expectation and reality for me was depression, right? Because if your reality is a lot lower than what you expect it to be, that is, you know, that in the most basic sense, that is unhappiness and depression. So what benefits have I seen from giving up alcohol? I think the biggest one is money. Money is huge, because I remember my first year of university, I was always going to uni parties and we'd be buying alcohol and I'd be buying people drinks, and money was by far the biggest thing I saved. I think first year uni, I probably made $8,000 to $10,000, and it scares me to think how much of that, quite a large proportion, probably would have been spent on alcohol and, you know, going out to parties and buying drinks in clubs. So That is quite a scary thought, but the next one is time, because you're not drinking. And this isn't to say that I'm not going out. So I still go out with my friends. I still go out with my colleagues, you know, if we're going to a bar or something. But I think where I really save time with not drinking is, obviously, if we stay out way too late, I will essentially feel hungover anyway, purely due to sleep deprivation. But otherwise, because I can get into a restful state much faster, overall, I have much more things to do. And I'm not in a state of mind where, like, I'll still go out, but I no longer need to go to a bar every week and, you know, sit at a bar. So I still go out with people, but it's a much less frequent occurrence. And back to money as well, I still buy my friends drinks, right? So I'll still do rounds. The difference is, you know, when I do my round, I'll be buying myself a soda water and them alcoholic drinks, and they'll do the opposite. So I will still spend money on alcohol, and I'll still buy alcohol as gifts to people who do drink. So I'm not against alcohol. I'm not against people who drink. So I still spend some money on it from time to time, but it's just not something that is a huge part of my regular expenses. And then the last two huge benefits I've had is just more energy overall. I think people who see me on a day-to-day basis, I probably seem very low energy. Anyone who's seen me at work, depending on like how rough of a week it's been, might say, wow, I've got low energy, but it's because I spread my energy across many different activities. And I think to maintain that type of workload, I really do need to conserve as much energy as possible. And the biggest one, it's clarity. So in the short version of why I don't drink, it was the simple, I already have so many disadvantages in my life, why would I go ahead and add another one intentionally? And for me, it was one of the steps I took, which gave me a lot of mental clarity. I think because I wasn't hiding my problems behind alcohol and switching off parts of my brain when I wasn't feeling good, I got this clarity that, you know, in addition to other things that I did, like going to a therapist, journaling and meditation and so many other things that I did to kind of get out of that depressive state, it was one of those things which just provided fertilizer for everything else that I was doing right in my life at that time to exit that state. So huge benefits: money, time, energy, and clarity. What are the downsides? Well, off the top of my head, it's really hard to think of downsides because I was the person who drank. You know, I had a good time drinking, but I was the type of person who would get, if it was a big party, I'd drink to the point where I'd be blackout drunk. And a lot of my friends who came to my 21st birthday, you know, we always debate on this, but it's, did you pass out at 9 o'clock or did you pass out at 8:30, 8 o'clock? I always like to think that I made it a little bit later in the night, but I actually wasn't present for most of my 21st birthday party. I obviously went through with all the stress of planning it, but on the actual day, I think I had so many drinks. Everybody who kind of came to that party, like all my university friends, I had a drink with them. And then we did a King's Cup after the speeches. And apparently I was just out after that. So it's not a night I remember, but all my friends apparently had a great time. So, which is wonderful. Nevertheless, when I look at my relationship with alcohol over the times I drank, I'd say out of every 100 times I drank, I probably had, good experiences 99% of the time, which is very natural in early university. You know, you're drinking to socialize, party, meet people, but there would always be something that happened on that one time out of 100 where that negative outweighed all the positives of those 99 times that I, you know, drank alcohol and had a decent time. So for me, it's one of these things where the benefits of not drinking alcohol is I get to avoid that kind of 1 out of 100 negative occurrence. And don't get me wrong, I will still do stupid things if I'm very sleep deprived, but it's a very different kind of level of stupidity that I will engage in, right? Potentially less harmful to myself and people around me. So that's the kind of real difference. So overwhelmingly, there are benefits, but there are situations where different people may not like that you aren't drinking alcohol. So I still go out. I'm still going out. I went out clubbing recently with some friends. And if there's like a party, I'll stay out late with everyone. Work events, I'll still be at the bar. I'll just be drinking a soda water with a wedge of lime. And for the most part, all of my friends, and, you know, took a bit of getting used to for them at first, because they had to kind of kill this identity of me where I was the person always drinking to a person who suddenly has stopped drinking. So of course there was some transition in that identity shift, and a lot of my friends, you know, my identity had to catch up. But after I'd stopped drinking for kind of 3 to 6 months, people got used to the fact that, hey, we're not going to ask this guy to drink. We're going to respect his decision, which is really cool. And I'm grateful for my friends for that. But I've met people on one-off occurrences where they really don't like the idea that I drink. And there was something that happened recently. I was at an engagement party, and obviously, you know, An engagement is, it's the union of two families, two different circles of friends and so on. And I was meeting some of the groom's side for the first time and they were all really lovely. But there was this one person who I met for the first time and they thought I was joking that I didn't drink. Because again, people who see me outside of the context of work, if I'm at a purely, having a purely social day and you know, it's been a good week, I will have a part of my personality. It's almost like all that alcohol I drank from 18 to 25 is permanently embedded into my system. That's the joke I always make, that I've had enough alcohol for a lifetime. And sometimes people think that I'm bullshitting them when I tell them that I do not drink. So again, we were doing these things where we were buying rounds and these are new people. So I bought them rounds and they bought me rounds. And then we got to the end of the, towards the end of the night, we were changing venues and I was about to buy the last round and I asked for a soda lime, and then this one person came and asked the bartender to change the drink from a soda lime to a vodka soda. And I said, no, don't do that. But the bartender didn't hear in time. And basically we got a vodka soda back, which I gave to somebody else. This person then asked me, well, no, mate, you should drink that vodka soda because you know that last drink I gave you, it actually had alcohol in it. So somebody went against my wishes and put alcohol into my drink. So they essentially spiked my drink. And in that moment, I was pissed. I was like, holy crap, I've gone 3.5 years without drinking alcohol. And one idiot has decided to put alcohol in my drink, which is why at the start of this podcast, I said I had not intentionally drunk alcohol in 3.5 years. And I was very angry about this, but because I was, relatively sober, I'd only had the one drink that apparently this person had bought and put, a shot of alcohol in, I, came to the conclusion that, well, hey, I'm at my friend's engagement party and I'm not here to start a fight, but so I'm gonna let this go. But this person, I have ridden them off. This is not somebody I want to associate with. Chances are I will see them again due to the nature of how I met them. But I know that this person is at arms, you're gonna keep them more than arm's reach away. You're gonna say your highs and buys. You don't need to invest any energy into developing a relationship with this person. It did scare me a bit because they were probably in their 30s, they were married, they had children, and I'm like, holy crap, this person is raising these people to become responsible, functioning adults, good citizens in society. And it just, absolutely scared me that, somebody who should have known better did something so immature and very, very risky. You can imagine that if somebody told you they had, they had an allergy, it's very risky to go out of your way to prove them wrong. Because that could backfire very badly and turn into an ugly situation. So that is one of the downsides, but that is such a small downside, as far as things go, that you'll have people who don't like the fact that you're not drinking or they don't believe that you don't drink, depending on your personality, and they will go out of their way to make your life a little bit difficult. But the way I see it, and I've reframed this as a positive thing, this is almost a very quick litmus test onto who I should invest energy into and who I should not invest energy into. The way that people treat you under certain circumstances will let you know if you should keep investing energy into that relationship. So the fact that I've done something that confronts people, and if it threatens them, well, for me, it's a very short and quick litmus test to figure out, do I want to develop a relationship with this person in some capacity or do I not? And that is definitely a positive. So overall, I'd say the downsides are relatively minimal. There will be weird things which happen, like the one I just described, where I had my drink spiked with alcohol, just so somebody could prove some weird point that they had going on in their head. But overall, there are so many benefits. Now, I want to end this with saying that this is not, I don't have anything against alcohol, and I love people who use it responsibly and, have a drink of like a glass of red wine or have a, vodka soda after long weeks of work. I'm absolutely not against that. As I mentioned, I still do buy alcohol for my friends and family as gifts, and at the, at the bar, I'll buy a round, shout everyone around. And, of course, economically, it doesn't work out because they're buying me soda limes and I'm buying them drinks with alcohol, and the price difference is pretty significant, but nevertheless, it's not really about penny pinching when it comes to something like that. So alcohol is perfectly fine, but my own personal relationship with alcohol has always been to kind of mask either something going wrong, in terms of mentally, or just because I was maybe working too hard at university and gone through all these exams and sleepless nights, and now I'm gonna go get blackout drunk. And for me, that's not healthy. Now, the final question I get is, will you ever drink again? And yeah, I haven't ruled it out. I know people who have gone on kind of temporary and maybe not as long as 3.5 years, but they might have done a few months to a year, or, you know, maybe a few years of not drinking, and then they've gone back to drinking, and it's, they still drink, but it's just changed their patterns. So I'm not against drinking alcohol in the future. It is something I might do. So I'm not going to rule that out there, but the fact that I have abstained from intentionally drinking alcohol for the past 3.5 years has been one of those things that's absolutely changed my life. It's definitely improved things and improved a lot of relationships, my own mental health and well-being, probably also my physical health as well, because I do remember that when I got blood tests, when I still drank, my liver enzymes always came up with the little star saying that, you know, you've got too much negative activity, like kind of like alcoholic fatty liver. And that actually all improved after a few years of not drinking. So that was a really positive sign to see in terms of my physical health. So plenty of benefits. And I'm gonna end it there. And with that, I want to wish everyone listening to this great success on all your endeavors. You've just made it through another episode of Monologues by Hassi. It brings me great pleasure to know that you made it to the end. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on your favorite podcast app or visit monologuesbyhassi.com. Thanks for swinging by.